Aloha, this is Michael McIntosh here, and I'm so excited to be talking to you today about your hero's journey. I'm the author of a new book that is about how to bring your project, your mission, the thing that's on your mind, that beautiful thing that you want to bring into the world, how to bring that into life, how to bring spirit into physical form, how to take your wonderful dreams and bring them down from the abstract world of ideas and inspirations and take them all the way from that non-physical realm down into the 3D world where you can touch and feel and experience those things in real life, whether it's a book, a project of some kind, coaching, whether you want to create a non-profit organization, whether you want to do a play, write poetry, make music, do an album, could be anything. Whatever it is, how are we going to bring that spirit into form? So that's what my new book's all about. And in this special exclusive audio series, I'm going to be explaining to you what your hero's journey is. What does it really mean to be the hero of your own life and to bring spirit into form? What are the steps that you go through along your way on the journey? How do you know that you're ready for the hero's journey? And why do so few people take this journey? This is the road that is not traveled. Very few people take this path. Why is that? Why are there so few heroes in the world? And how come out of all these billions of people, you are listening to this audio right now? So get a pen and paper if you want to, or just tune in from your heart. We're going to cover a lot here. We're going to get really clear on your hero's journey, what's going on, and some of the things that can come up along the way as you go through these wonderful stages, crossing thresholds, meeting your shadow, facing your demons, meeting shape-shifting beings, overcoming ordeals, going between worlds, seizing the sword and returning with the elixir. There's so many beautiful experiences you have along the way, so many challenges. So we're going to be talking about all of those in this series. So let's get started by talking about whether or not you are ready for your hero's journey. What are the signs that indicate whether or not you're truly ready to take the hero's journey, the hero's path, to bring to life something that doesn't exist right now, to channel that through you and to make it really happen? How do you know that you're ready? So here are a few signs for you to tell whether or not you're ready for the hero's journey. The first thing is, do you keep getting inspirations? Do you keep getting these ideas, these inspiring moments where you're, gosh, something could exist that doesn't? You can see it in your mind. You can feel it. You know that it's there. Maybe you have that passion. I want to create this piece of music. I've got to do this. Or I want to write that book. Or I've got to do that performance. Or I need to be doing this thing. And there's something that just keeps gnawing away at you. Do ideas keep coming into your mind? That's the first sign. Second sign is, are you a bit bored? Be honest. Are you a bit bored? Do you feel that you could be doing more with your life? Do you feel there is more to bring to life than you are currently bringing? And that, yeah, things are great and there's things that you enjoy and some things are working out. But deeper down, do you know that you could be having a much better day? You could be enjoying yourself more. You could be bringing far more of yourself to the table. You could be showing up more. There's things that you could be creating that you need to be creating, but you're not, and it hurts, and there's a kind of dead feeling, and you're just distracting yourself, distracting, distracting, distracting. Do you feel that you're a bit different? You're somehow different from a lot of other people. You're different from the culture. You can't quite fit in just to do the same old thing and just settle down and do the same thing everyone else does. That by just settling and doing the same old, it just doesn't work for you. Somehow you can't do that. Even though other people would like you to just be normal like everyone else, part of you just doesn't feel okay about that. Now, if you said yes to these three things, then you're actually a very rare soul. You're extremely rare. And there's something gnawing at you that you can't carry on living your old life. Something has to change. And you're ready to make that change. You're ready for the hero's journey. At least you feel ready for the hero's journey. But we'll find out in this audio series whether or not you're truly ready and whether or not you truly have what it takes to go through the entire hero's journey. Because many people begin the journey of the hero. Many people are excited. Many people have ideas. Many people are inspired. Many people feel bored about their life. But very few actually go through the entire process of the hero's journey and come out the other side having seized the sword, having gone through the ordeals, having brought back all of those lessons and returned back home from their journey with the elixir of life, being masters of the two worlds. Very few go through the entire process and come out the other end. Many start, most fail. How are you going to be any different? So in a moment, I'm going to share with you the 12 steps of the hero's journey that so few people ever take. But before then, I'm going to share two stories with you, because you're going to need to understand this deeply and make sure you don't fall into the trap of either of these two stories. And one of them I know isn't an issue for you, but the second one could well be your biggest downfall. And if you're going to turn pro, and if you're going to get out of the idea of being a superhero and actually become one, you need to know what this is. So there are two reasons, there are two stories, two paths that do not lead to the hero's journey. And 98% of the world's population is on one of these two paths. And it's a path of boredom. It's a path of unfulfillment. It's a path of having dreams, but not doing anything about it. The first path, which I think you are aware of, but is not your path, and I'm happy to say that, the first path is where the person wakes up in the world in the morning, and as they look into their life, they don't even realize they are alive. People all over the world wake up and are in a hypnotic trance. They get up, they think thoughts that are to do with the life that's been created for them. They go to work doing something they don't enjoy for a company that they don't care about, that doesn't care about them. and they spend the money that they earn buying things they don't really need and don't really care about. Now, this type person is a very interesting creature. This could have happened to any of us. It nearly happened to me. I was blessed that I had people around me to snap me out of my trance, like Neo in The Matrix, who's given the opportunity to wake up and see the truth. Most people, since they were born, were programmed that you should do this, you shouldn't do this, you're like this and you don't do this. We're brainwashed by our culture. We're blasted with television adverts and messages through television programs and the media and our parents. As we are educated, we're educated to be employees. We're educated to work hard for somebody else, not for ourselves. We're educated to be people who just show up for the culture, not for ourselves, not for our life, not for our mission, but for a company. We're educated to fear authority and to do what we're told, to not think for ourselves, not to ask too many questions. And we're spoon-fed constantly. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to buy. Here's what you need to think. Here's the latest trend. Here's the coolest stuff. And most people are living through the experience of others. Why is the entertainment industry so huge? Why are there so many heroes on the big screen and on television and in books? Because the majority of people have shut down their own hero's journey and are living the hero's journey through television, through books, through the big screen, through the movies, through Netflix. People are going on Facebook and living the hero's journey through other people's Facebook page. People are reading emails about other people's journeys and feeling the experience through that, living vicariously through others. Right now in the world, there are absolutely masterful advertising and marketing geniuses who know exactly how to trigger our lower desires. They have designed foods that are highly, highly addictive, that people can't stop eating and can't get enough of. Magazines, television, everything is designed to get straight to our lower desires, to our addictive tendencies, to put us in a hypnotic trance. They freak us out with news programs that tell us about how bad everything is and how we can lose everything. And constantly are repeating the same slogans and same ideas over and over again for years and years and years and years and years. And big chunk of our population is in a hypnotic trance. You might think hypnosis is something that just happens to people on the stage, or you might see a show. People are already hypnotized. The reason people buy the things they buy, do the things they do, carry on suffering and don't think enough is because they're in a trance. These people are not open to new ideas, not open to learning about themselves, not open to seeing from a different angle and freeing themselves. They don't even realize they're in a trance. That is the first path of the hero's doom and destruction. And that has taken an enormous chunk of our world. I'm happy to say that you're not part of that, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. People who are in that state will not listen to things like this. They will immediately change the conversation, turn it off. They can't handle it. And it's not their fault. This has happened since they were born. So if you are not in that situation, which I know you're not, I just want to give you a round of applause and appreciation that you somehow managed to snap out of that, because that has taken millions and millions of people's lives away from them. And only on their deathbed, or only when they get cancer, or only when they have an accident, or only when something really terrible happens, does it snap them out of the trance and make them think for themselves. You have snapped out of the trance, and that is huge. So I wanted you to appreciate yourself for that, and also be aware that you can become pulled back into that trance, and that is going on around you. So just be aware this is happening. It's happening to people you know. It's still happening to you to some degree, happening to me to some degree, but be conscious, and then you become free of it, or at least you can see it from a higher place. Now, the second kind of people that I meet, and you'll see around you, have a different tale to tell. When I go out and wander around and go to the beach and meet people, many, many times over the years, I bump into somebody and they tell me about their dreams. Happens all the time when I'm listening, sitting there, might be having a cup of tea or something, and someone comes along and says, "Hey, how's it going?" So we have a little chat. It's wonderful to meet other people. And what I hear from them is they're wonderful inspirations. I've got this great idea, I've got this dream, I'm so excited, and there I am listening, and I love people's dreams. I love hearing about it. I love people bringing things into the world. That's what my life's about. That's what the hero's journey is about. So I'm super excited listening to them, telling me about this wonderful album they're going to produce or this wonderful project they're working on. And it's so clear to me, it's so clear that I feel like I just want to bring out the champagne glasses and let's all toast to it and just be stoked about it. So it almost feels like they're giving their speech at the end of their project and everyone's there and we're just about to give them a standing ovation, a round of applause, and all toast to their wonderful success. It's so real. And then off they go. And I might not see this person or these different people for maybe a few months or even a year sometimes, depending on whether I'm traveling. Then I'll bump into them again and I'll say, "All right, how's your project coming? I remember you told me about it, I was super excited." Guess what happens? They say something like, "That project, yeah. See, the thing is," and then they tell me some version of, "I got sick. I got distracted. I lost something and had to find it. I did this other thing. I went traveling. Something, 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 blah, blah, blah." It's this long list, one thing after another. Maybe it's money. Maybe I need a new equipment. Maybe I needed a new guitar. Maybe I was waiting for someone else. Maybe the timing wasn't right. The astrology wasn't right. This, that, and the other. And, you know, I care about people. I want to see this happen. So I say, "Okay, fine, you know," and I try and encourage them to do it. Just get on with it, get on with it, get on with it. And they say, yeah. Another year goes by, another few months go by, and I meet them again. "How's it going?" "Oh, yeah, that thing, well, you know..." Same old thing, and again, and again, and again. Years go by, nothing changes. This is a serious problem that I come across over and over again. These are nearly heroes, people with great ideas, fantastic ideas. I'm super excited to hear their wonderful ideas. But like I said at the beginning, most people don't go through all the stages of the hero's journey. They've got the first stage going. They know that something's not right about their life. They know they want to do something wonderful. But they don't go through the whole process of the hero's journey. They're beaten before they really even get started. And this is such a shame. Such a shame, because these are beautiful ideas. The world needs this. They would be so happy if this happened, if this brought into world, if they brought that through into their life would change, and the people around them would change, and the world would benefit from it hugely. But month after month, year after year, it's just a dream. I don't want that to happen to you. And that's what this book's all about. That's what this training's all about. That's what the mentoring's all about and the Hero's Journey coaching. Everything we do is to make sure you go through these steps of the Hero's Journey and achieve success. So what are these steps? Are you ready to know what these steps are? The 12 steps of the Hero's Journey. So Joseph Campbell wrote a wonderful book, The Hero with 1,000 Faces. And in that book, he outlined the process that the hero's journey takes. And he found out about this because he was studying mythology and stories and different legends throughout history, throughout all cultures in the world. And he found these steps of the hero's journey kept repeating, echoing down throughout history. So he wrote down what they were. And they've been systemized even more than that into the 12 steps of the hero's journey, which I'm going to share with you. And all films, one way or another, follow this, with rare exception. There's occasional kind of weird and wacky films where they kind of ignore this on purpose. But nearly all films and books and famous myths, legends, stories that you've heard about will go through these stages. And you are genuinely the hero of your life. And for you to truly bring your visions into life, you will also go through these 12 stages. And so in the next audio, I'm going to tell you what these 12 stages of the hero's journey are. But for now, what I'd love you to do is to leave me a comment. Where are you at? Are you truly ready for your hero's journey? And where are you on these different paths? Are you a drifter, like the first group of people I talked about, who are just drifting around, not aware of what's going on, in a trance? Are you a dreamer, someone who's got a dream but just stays a dreamer? Or are you a hero? Are you a drifter? Are you a dreamer? Or are you a hero? And if you are a hero, which I'm sure you are, and I'm excited to see your hero's journey unfold, tell me what makes you a hero. Why do you believe you're a hero? Why are you not just a drifter or a dreamer like pretty much everyone else in the world? Why not? What makes you different? And why are you committed to your hero's journey no matter what? Leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And really think about this deeply, because remember, about 98% of the world is in one of those other two categories. For you to get out of that and to stay out of it, something seriously different needs to happen. And that's what my life's all about, and that's why I'm here talking to you, because I really believe that we need more people like you who truly are heroes. So tell me, if you're a hero, why are you a hero? And stay tuned for the next audio, where I'm going to go through the hero's journey with you, the 12 steps of the hero's journey. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being the real deal. And I'll talk to you soon. Much love and blessings from Hawaii. This is Michael McIntosh. Aloha.